Good morning. Here's some of the news for Monday, January 4th, 2016. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's ordering cities statewide to take homeless people from the streets to shelters when temperatures freeze.
It doesn't matter if you live in Buffalo or Albany or New York City, we believe nobody should be left to sleep on the streets.
Sunday, Cuomo said he signed an executive order to protect the homeless. It takes effect tomorrow. The order came as temperature in parts of New York State dipped to below 32 degrees. It calls for police departments and social service agencies to move people into shelters, including those reluctant to go. The governor says the order is necessary to protect people from hypothermia and potential death. He says New York State will provide financial help to make sure local governments are following the mandate. A spokesperson for New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city supports the governor's intent but believes the action requires passage of a state law. The topic of President Barack Obama's weekly address was the epidemic of gun violence. He says all across America, survivors of gun violence are forced to make awful anniversaries every day, but Congress hasn't done anything to stop the scourge of gun violence.
3 years ago, a bipartisan common sense bill would have required background checks for virtually everyone who buys a gun. Keep in mind, this is a policy that is supported by some 90% of the American people. It was supported by a majority of NRA households. But the gun lobby mobilized against it, and the Senate blocked it.
The president is asking Americans to take action against the gun lobby.
So I know there are a bunch of us who care about this. If you are one of them, I need your help. Change, as always, is going to take all of us. The gun lobby is loud and well-organized in its defense of effortlessly available guns for anyone. The rest of us are going to have to be just as passionate and well-organized in our defense of our kids.
Obama says that's the work of citizenship, to stand up and fight for the change that we seek. Today, he meets with Attorney General Loretta Lynch to discuss what actions he can take to reduce gun violence. He's expected to use executive action to strengthen background checks required for gun purchases, an approach Republicans strongly oppose. Thursday night, Obama plans to participate in a town hall at George Mason University in Virginia on reducing gun violence. The president will take questions from the audience at the event moderated by CNN's Anderson Cooper. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Sectarian violence between Shia and Sunni Muslims has erupted as Saudi Arabia and Iran vie to be the top power in the Mideast. In Tehran, protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in response to a beheading Saturday in Saudi Arabia of a Shia leader, Sheikh Nimra, along with 46 others, many shot to death by a firing squad, among them dissidents condemning Saudi policies and treatment of their Shia minority. Sheikh Nimra al-Nimra was a central figure in Arab Spring-inspired protests by Saudi Arabia's Shiite minority until his arrest in 2012. He was convicted of terrorism charges but denied advocating violence. Demonstrations took place from the streets of Bahrain to Pakistan in protest. This may seem far away, but not for New York Muslims. They came out in large number at Columbus Circle on Sunday to protest the beheading of al-Nimra and to protest the Saudi king and the Saudi regime. Protesters like Dunya Haddad, studying to be a doctor here in New York.
We're here to show ourselves that we're all Muslims and we're also, you know, victims of all these terrorists and al-Saud, the Saudi Arabian regime, which are responsible for all the terrorist, like, attacks, and they're part of it, and they're killing their own, like, Muslim people, and anyone that speaks out, and they kill them, you know, and we're here for freedom of speech, and we're here to say that all these nations that speak for freedom of speech and for democracy, and here they are supporting a nation that kills in the name of someone who speaks against them.
Three older Muslim women from Queens, Long Island, and New Jersey, Navida, Nusef, Ridos, say the Saudis are protecting ISIS.
They are providing ISIS, and they are doing what ISIS can't do in their own country, in Saudi. They are killing innocent people without any reason. They don't give any.
Sorry to interrupt. Beheading them in the squares. Just yesterday, 47 people, they were beheaded. Nobody took notice. Who? There was no news about it. 47 people, and one of them was the priest, al-Nimr. a very pious man, activist, speaker, 59 years, 57 years old. So we had changed everything for every other occasion. Nobody took notice. Why?
That's why
we are here. People should know what's happening in the world. This world, people, humanity is being crushed.
And Sheikh Nimr was a peaceful protester. He has no arms. He was just saying that we should get like all the people for Saudi Arabia. He was not talking about anyone. All Saudi citizens should get the rights that they should have. So if he's talking against...
That's all he was saying, that people should have a say in the government and we should get the right why Saudi is doing that. Saudi is protecting ISIS and they were saying don't protect them, don't supply them, don't give them money. That's all. And they are beheading anybody who's voicing that opinion.
New York's Muslim women speaking out in protest over beheadings and mass killings in Saudi Arabia on Sunday in Manhattan's Columbus Circle. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.